God bless you, each and every one. Thank you for joining me. Today, we are on Matthew 20. We're going to be going through Matthew 20. It begins with Mother. No, it doesn't not begin with that. Let's see. It begins with Jesus tells a story about some workers in a field, and then he talks about how he's going to die. And then the mother of James and John and Jesus. The mother of James and John asked Jesus for something that really wasn't pleasing to him. And then Jesus causes two men to see near Jericho. So there was healing in this chapter. This is an amazing, beautiful chapter. And so we're going to start Matthew 20 verse 1. Thank you for joining me. If you're new to this channel, my name is Gail Manizak with City Changers Illinois, and we just warmly welcome you. And our prayers are for each and every one of you who visit us, who come by the podcast site, and we appreciate you. We appreciate God, so therefore we appreciate you. So, in verse 1, Jesus said, I will tell you a story to show what the kingdom of heaven is like. There was an important man who had a field where he grew grapes, and he went out early in the morning. He wanted to find some people who would work in his field. And the master agreed with the workers that he would pay them 1 silver coin for a day's work. And then he sent them to work in the field. And the master went out again. About approximately 3 hours later, he saw some other men standing in the marketplace, and they didn't have anywhere to work. They had no work to do that they could find. So the master said to these men, you also go and work in my field, and I will pay you. I will pay you the right amount of money. So the workers went to the master's field and started to work. And the master went out again at noon, and he went again 3 hours after that. Both times he sent me to his field to work. He sent 2 groups of men to his field to work, if I didn't make that clear. That was verse 5. 2 hours later, at 5 o'clock, he went out again. And he found more men, a third time, standing there, and they had no work to do either. And the master asked them, he said, why are you standing here all day and you are not working? And the men said to the master, nobody has asked us to work for him. So the master said to them, you also go now and work in my field. And then the evening came, and the master of the field spoke to the man who had authority over all the workers. And he said to him, tell the workers to come here now. Pay them their money. Begin with the workers who started to work at the end of the day, and finish with the workers who started to work in the beginning of the day, or the very first of the day. The workers who had come to work at 5 o'clock in the evening received 1 silver coin each. And the workers who had come to work first thought that they would receive more than the other workers, but each of them also received 1 silver coin. And when they received their money, they were not happy. They told the master that he had not been fair to them. And they said to him, some of these other workers came last and only worked for 1 hour. But you have paid them the same amount of money as you paid us. And we've worked all day long here in the hot sun. And then the master said to one of the workers, he said, my friend, I am being fair to you. You agreed to work for 1 day and to receive 1 silver coin. You agreed to that. Take your money and go home. I choose to give this last men the same amount of money as I give to you. That's my choice. It's my money. I can choose what to do with it. I want to be kind to people and give more than we agreed. Does that make you upset? Jesus then said, so one day, those people who are not important now will become the most important. Those people who are very important now will become the least important. Jesus talks again about how he will die. He begins to tell the disciples in verse 17, Jesus and his disciples were going towards Jerusalem. They were walking towards Jerusalem. And as they walked along, Jesus took his 12 disciples away from the other people where he could speak to them alone. And he said, listen, he said to them, we are going to Jerusalem. There someone will deliver the Son of Man to the leaders of the priests and the teachers of God's law. These Jewish leaders will decide that I must die. And then they will take me and they will deliver me to people who are not Jews. They will laugh at me. They will hit me with whips. And they will kill me on a cross. But after 3 days, I will become alive again. And then in verse 20, the story or the Bible changes a little bit. The scriptures change a little bit. The mother of James and John are asking Jesus something that is not possible. So in verse 20, the mother of James and John took them to see Jesus. Their father was Zebedee, and she went down on her knees in front of Jesus, and she asked him to do something good for her. Now, note here, here's this mother down on her knees begging Jesus. And he says, what do you want me to do? And Jesus asked her, she said, one day you will be king, and then I want my two sons to rule with you. One may sit at your right side and the other at your left side. Please, will you do this? And Jesus said to them, you don't understand what you're asking for. I will have much pain and trouble. Are you ready to have the same pain? James and John replied, yes, we can do that. And Jesus said to them, yes, that is true. You will have pain and you will have trouble like mine, but I cannot promise that you will sit at my right side or at my left side. My Father God has chosen the people who will sit there. He has prepared the places for those people. And when the other 10 disciples heard about this, they were angry with the two brothers. And then Jesus told all the 12 disciples to come to him. And he said to them, you know the things that rulers of other countries do? They show that they have great power over their people. The leaders of those countries use great authority over their people. But Jesus said, you should not be like that. The person who wants to be great among you must become your servant. The person who wants to be the most important person among you must work hard for everyone else. Even the Son of Man himself came to the earth to be a servant to other people. He did not come here to have servants who must work for him. No, he came to die so that many can be free. And then the scriptures change into the story of where Jesus causes two men to be healed to see again near Jericho. So in verse 29, later Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho. A large crowd of people followed them, and two men were sitting at the side of the road. And those two men were blind. But they heard that Jesus was walking past them. So they shouted, Master, Son of David, Please be kind to us and help us. And the people who were in the crowd were angry with them. They told them that they should be quiet. But the men shouted even louder, Master, Son of David, please help us. And Jesus stopped there and he asked the two men, What do you want me to do for you? Sir, the men replied, We want to see again. Jesus, as we close this chapter, Matthew chapter 20, Jesus felt sorry for the two men. He felt so sorry for the two men. He touched their eyes and immediately the men could see again. So they followed Jesus along the road. You know, and that is the end of that chapter. Verse 34 brings tears to my eyes, actually. There are so many that are reaching out to be healed, and Jesus is the healer. But they've got to reach out to the healer. They've got to reach out to Jesus. No one else can heal. No one else can do the signs, wonders, and miracles that Jesus did. There might be a lot of counterfeits and a lot of counterfeiting going on, but Jesus is the only way. He is the only one. He is the one who died on the cross. He is the one that shed his blood for everything for us, not only for life eternal, but for our physical bodies to be healed, for us to be delivered from all devils and demons, for us to be free. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed.